It's the All Songs Considered Plus One podcast. Be there.
From NPR Music, it is All Songs Considered's Plus One podcast. I'm Robin Hilton. Bob Boylan's away, which means that Stephen Thompson gets to grace us with his presence. Thank you, Stephen.
You are a lucky, lucky man.
We really are. You know, I was thinking we managed to get through this entire week without some big major surprise release falling out of the sky.
Until the Chance the Rapper record came out this morning.
Well, we had a heads up of that was coming last week. But so we were thinking hopefully people have had time to catch their breath and do some listening and dig into some of the great music that has come out in recent weeks. Is there anything that you've been spending the most time with?
I have spent most of my time with Beyonce's Lemonade.
Yeah.
Still parsing it. This happened with the last Beyonce record too. Like, I had to listen to it 40 times before I could tell you what my favorite song on it
was. Yeah. The Hold Up and Don't Hurt Yourself, those two cuts together
all night. I mean,
slay me.
Right at the end is where that thing is just all payoff.
Yeah. But, yeah. Well, we asked our listeners what their number one song was for this week, which song they couldn't stop listening to. By far, the Radiohead record, A Moon-Shaped Pool, was the most mentioned album.
Sure.
Collectively as an album, that's the one people have been, say they're spending the most time with.
And that just dropped Sunday, so it's
right.
Still very, very fresh.
Right.
In our...
But there was no consensus song from that record. It was kind of all over the place. People had lots of different songs that they loved. The award for the most popular song of this week actually goes to James Blake's I Need a Forest Fire, the song you did with Justin Vernon of Bon Iver.
Sure. It's been a while since there's been a new Bon Iver record.
Yeah.
And this feels kind of like getting a new Bon Iver song. And so I think some of the excitement around this song is just as simple as just getting to hear Justin Vernon's voice doing that Bon Iver thing in concert, not in a literal concert, but in collaboration
right.
with a very like-minded artist. And I mean, speaking of Beyonce, James Blake has this really, really prominent cameo on the Beyonce record. So James Blake is just suddenly very much he's on the wind right now.
Well, I think it's interesting. I think sometimes artists we haven't heard from in a couple of years or more do that. They sort of tease that they're coming by making an appearance on someone else's record. James Blake did that, and then he comes out with this record. Now Bon Iver has appeared on James Blake's, and
I
actually think like maybe this means we're going to get a new Bon Iver record sometime this year.
I am not holding my breath, but I would be delighted.
I was thinking, why would this song rise to the top in a week, and 2 weeks really, that where we've had so much amazing music? And I guess it really comes back to this, at the root of it is this classic sound. You know, James Blake says that he's a massive Sam Cooke fan, right? And that's just a voice and a sound that never gets old and will always resonate with people. And that's woven throughout this entire record.
Yeah, it's someone singing pretty. You know, at the end of the day, same with Radiohead.
So what we're going to do here just in this quick little podcast is we're going to play the whole thing. We're going to listen to the whole song that apparently everyone should be listening to right now, I Need a Forest Fire, a song all about tearing things down and starting over again. You know, I grew up in Kansas, and every year around this time, the farmers burn all their fields.
Sure.
And it's a way of, well, some people believe it makes the soil richer.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And
ashes are good fertilizer.
So
literally and metaphorically.
Burning as a way toward, as a path toward renewal. So anyway, thanks for coming on and talking with us about this. Here's James Blake's I Need a Forest Fire from his new record, The Color and Everything. I'm Robin Hilton from NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Like she, forgets what I need. I hope you'll stop me before I build a wall around me. We need a forest fire. 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 We
mm-hmm.